Hey friends, it's Jay. Welcome back to the show. It's been a while. I hope you have all been doing all right, hanging in there, staying hydrated, getting rest. The world feels like a much different place than the last time I put out an episode on this platform. Hopefully you have been in touch with me in other ways, whether that's on Instagram or catching my YouTube videos. Maybe you're on my email list and you've heard from me in that way. But if not, let me just say it right up front right now. I very much stand with the Palestinian people. I am for a free Palestine. They are in my prayers every day. I am sharing as much information as possible. I am calling and emailing my elected officials to demand a ceasefire, which is really the least that we can be doing. And I say that up front because I think it's important to speak about. I think it's important to keep it in the conversation, to keep it in people's minds. But I'm also really disheartened by the general silence that I've been feeling from a lot of astrologers, especially astrologers with larger platforms. And I know for myself personally, when I see behavior like that, it makes me not want to support you because there really is no way to be neutral in this kind of a situation. Being neutral really does mean that you side with the oppressor. That is how it goes. And I don't want to support those people. I don't want to give them my money, you know, like, and I think it's really important for people to know that if you want to support me and my work, this is where I stand. And that's the kind of stance that you're going to get. I think it's important for people to know. And so I want people to know that, yeah, I very much stand with Palestine. And not that any of them will ever hear that, but, you know, astrologers with the bigger platforms, what are you waiting for? Come on. You're really worried about losing a couple bucks in your business? I don't know. I can't be one of those astrologers. I just can't. I don't know how we, you know, as a field of study, as these people that purport to want to help people live their best lives and tap into collective energies. Well, this is the collective energy. And the way that we help people live their best lives with astrology is to tap into that, is to talk about it, is to face it. You know, I'm not saying I'm always going to have all the best answers or all the most hot takes on how to interpret the astrology in terms of changing the world, but I don't know how I can ignore it either. It just doesn't seem right. So that was the important thing. Wanted to say that right up front. Hopefully you already knew that about me because you are connecting with me in other ways. And if you are connecting with me in other ways, you might know that for November and December, 50% of all my profits, whether that is from my consultations or my Cosmic Map Coven membership, 50% of all of those profits are going directly to the Palestinian Children's Relief Fund. I think I'll be making a couple of different donations just so that, you know, they keep getting the funds that they might need. So, you know, when you support me, that's partly where your money is going right now. I think it's important for people to know that. And yeah, the Cosmic Map Coven has launched. I think last time that I spoke about a membership option on this platform, it was before I had, you know, announced anything. But you can find that over on Patreon. There are in-depth monthly forecasts, zodiac sign deep dives. So right now there is a video all about Scorpio and Mars and what Mars is up to during Scorpio season. A Sagittarius deep dive is coming very soon. The Coven also gets early access to a bunch of content, you know, like YouTube videos, written horoscopes, all that kind of stuff. And we're also going to be having a monthly circle where we gather to talk about current astro weather, past astro weather, sometimes also upcoming astro weather. But the point of the circle really is to discuss how the astrology is coming to life for all of us so that we can really learn from one another, you know, what the astrology actually means in practice. Theory is really great. Predicting is really great. But what astrology or how astrology comes to life in practice is like, that's the real juice of it, I suppose you could say. So there will be a link for that in the show notes for sure. I do also have a new offering. It is called the Transit Tracker, and you can get, you know, a lowdown on the month ahead and how the astrology is interacting with your birth chart. So I'll talk about where the new moon is happening and bringing you some fresh starts, where the full moon is happening and bringing like some awareness and a sense of completion maybe. I'm going to talk about what your perfected planet is up to. If you don't know what a perfected planet is, stay tuned because I do have a video on YouTube coming out around perfections. It'll be available on Patreon first. But basically, the Transit Tracker is me combining a couple of timing techniques to give you your personalized astro weather report for the month ahead. And I am currently taking bookings for January of 2024. There will be a link for that in the show notes as well. So yeah, lots going on. YouTube videos, the coven, I've got the new offering, and now I'm back here. And I think what I'm going to try to do for the rest of November is to bring you these like mini forecasts. And the way that it's going to be structured is that there will be a forecast for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then a forecast for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Now, for this episode in particular, I'm going to do Thursday through Sunday just to get us kicked off, but usually Thursday will be in the Monday to Thursday section. Now, if you want just a look at the week ahead all at once, definitely sign up to my newsletter because folks on the email list get the week ahead mini forecast all at once every Sunday. And if you want to dive even deeper, you got to check out the coven because there are in-depth videos for all of November, like half an hour, 45-minute videos for all of the transits that are happening. So that's the news. That's what's what at Jasmine's Astrology HQ. I'm really glad to be back in this space, and I'm really grateful that you're here and spending some time with me. Thank you for being here. Let's dive into this. So we're going to start with November 9th, and the moon is going to move into Libra very early in the morning on the 9th, and it's going to form a conjunction with Venus at 1 degree. Now, Venus has just moved into Libra just the day before on November 8th. So this is a really lovely way to kick that transit off. You know, the moon kind of helps to bring the energy of Venus in Libra into our embodied awareness, into our embodied experience. And for more on Venus in Libra, I've actually got an entire piece written with horoscopes for all 12 rising signs. It's on the Patreon, but it's at this point available to the public. So you can just go over there and read it. No entry fee necessary. Now, when the moon and Venus come together, this is really about like sweetness and connection and appreciating the little luxuries of life, really feeling that, really embodying that. And when this happens in Libra, we might feel especially connected to the people that really share our core values. We might feel connected to or connected through a social justice issue. There is an element also of wanting to experience something that is aesthetically pleasing. Now, the moon is in its waning crescent phase, so we might be looking to connect with smaller groups, more intimate kind of interactions. We are organizing things with just a few people, having conversations about what really matters to us with just, you know, those one or two really special people. Now, on the other hand, November 9th is a day when there's a international event happening called Shut It Down for Palestine. This is all about doing walkouts and strikes. And I think this is also a really beautiful day for this, even though that moon is in its darker phase. But, you know, people coming together in harmony for an important cause really feels like moon in Libra, really feels like Venus in Libra. The moon can represent the collective. Libra speaks to justice and equality. And Venus brings us together in our efforts. It helps us to form alliances. So it feels like an excellent day to really be taking direct action. So now we'll move on to November 10th. Mercury will ingress to Sagittarius, and it's going to be there until December 1st. A quote that comes to mind for Mercury in Sagittarius is, never let the truth get in the good way. Never let the truth get in the way of a good story. While Mercury is in its place of detriment, let's remember to understand the difference between fact and fiction. There's nothing wrong with some good storytelling, and I think we can use Mercury in Sagittarius to share important and uplifting stories, but let's not lose our critical thinking in the process. Being able to see the truth really is more important now than ever. On the same day, almost immediately after, Mercury now in Sagittarius will square Saturn in Pisces at 0 degrees. Saturn has just stationed direct on November 4th, but it is still at that 0 degree mark. It's going to be there for a little bit. It's still moving quite slowly. This is a reality check about the bigger picture. Our daily tasks might need to take a bit of a back seat while our focus is placed on longer term goals. Really think about, like, what are the practical steps that we must take in order to create the world that we want to live in. It's a good day to take stock of energy and resources and distribute them realistically. On November 11th, the moon in Libra will conjunct the South Node. The last time this happened was very near the solar eclipse back on October 14th, so there could be some echoes from that or some lingering energies that we feel. Energy levels in general could be a little bit low. The moon is so close to the end of its current cycle, and the South Node also has a very emptying quality. It is a good time to loosen your grip. You know, don't fight what is trying to be released, because there is a new balance or a new harmony to be found in the, you know, aftermath of the cleansing away. Mars in Scorpio will oppose Uranus retrograde in Taurus at 21 degrees. This is a very rebellious energy. There is a restlessness with and a resentment towards the status quo. There's a very strong desire to fight for freedom and liberation. This is a good day to channel any heated feelings into passionate action. And though the moon will be, you know, meeting with the South Node and kind of depleting energies, that's especially why we need to channel the frustration, channel the restlessness into something that is most efficient and most productive, instead of scattering energies and then feeling even more depleted. And with that Mars opposed Uranus, it's good to remember that even if and when we are surrounded by chaos and noise, we still very much control how we engage with that, especially with Mars in its place of domicile in Scorpio. The moon will also move on to Scorpio around midday in the Eastern time zone, really approaching that new moon phase at this point. We'll have a new moon on the 13th. This is a great day also for some tarot reading or spending a little bit of time in ritual. Maybe that's where we can channel some of that energy. The moon is very much in its dark phase, as I've mentioned, and it's in a water sign. So there is a real invitation for introspection. So sort of needing to figure out how to balance all of that. And this could be a really good opportunity to take some time to really look deeply at something, because the deeper you look, the deeper you dig, the more like profound answers and insight you might really receive back. And that goes for Sunday the 12th as well. The moon will be in Scorpio all day on the 12th, so that energy is going to be very similar there as well. And there are no major aspects on the 12th, so I think that moon in Scorpio comes through a lot more clearly and potently. So maybe the 11th is the day when we're channeling that energy into some kind of efficient action. And then the 12th is when we can, you know, pull the cards on it, sit in reflection, do some journaling. You know, the moon is about to enter its new cycle, like I said, on the 13th. But we'll talk more about that next time. That is where we will end things for now. Like I said, the Coven has access to forecasts for all of November if you are looking for more info. Our first monthly circle is coming up on the 19th, so there's still plenty of time to sign up and join us for that. I'm really, really looking forward to it. This has been great. I hope you enjoyed it. Let me know what you thought. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll see you again very soon. But until then, I'll catch you in the cosmos.